This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Board of Directors of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture unanimously approving a resolution today calling on Congress to approve a new farm bill this year. CEO Ted McKinney says they're encouraged by renewed activity on farm policy in Washington.
Everybody has a bit of renewed enthusiasm, partly because of signals coming from Washington. I think the Economic Research Service and other forecasts of very poor and declining profitability on the farm brought some of our members of Congress to action, and there's still a growing hunger issue that would require some of the nutrition programs. So those two, I think, has brought our good friends at the Congress to a greater sense of urgency. That's probably the right way to say it.
McKinney says stories of farm financial challenges are growing across the country, and that's pressing the need for a better farm safety net.
As we talk with lending associations, yes, the sooner the better. If it was tomorrow, that'd be the best. But there's still also a bit of time to help those farmers who need that aid, who need that longer period, who need that certainty from a new farm bill by the time we hit spring next year. So at least better late than never might be the best adage to apply.
McKinney says he is encouraged that additional funds may become available in a new farm bill to help with foreign market promotion and development.
We're thrilled that there has been this first round of RAP funding, regional agricultural promotion funds. And there's a second tranche that we're in the process of applying for now to be concluded in a week or two, and then a decision made very quickly. Those are encouraging. It's the first time in 20 years that new funding has been added for all our commodity groups, NASDA, and others like us to go out and promote trade. And in this case, it would be a diversification strategy. Find new markets. So if you could add to that, put it into the Farm Bill, which adds 5 years of certainty, you're actually taking the pressure down. You're adding to the great mental attitudes from farmers and all the people that represent them, commodity groups, us, Farm Bureau, and others. So
McKinney also says NASDA members remain concerned about foreign animal disease, and they are concerned that Washington will have fewer dollars available to help states protect their livestock herds and poultry flocks.
We are being informed that all of our states will be seeing a cut in the funding from APHIS. We know that a substantial cut is coming from FDA. We're not blaming APHIS, we're not blaming FDA, it's just the way how the budgets work. But we are working closely with them to help them understand what happens, what the downside is, if those don't come. And by the way, these are not looking for increases. This is just to hold the states steady because they do such a good job as co-regulators. So a bit of worry. But at the same time, the doors are open, the channel communications are open. We can't ask for more than that right now.
In other news in Washington, a long list of agriculture and related groups sent a letter to President Biden and key members of his cabinet, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, warning of the consequences of failure to keep cargo moving through the nation's ports. A portion of the letter reads, if port operations are stopped, the impact on the ag supply chain will quickly reverberate throughout agriculture and not only slow or shut down operations, but also potentially lower farm gate prices. To prevent a disruption to port operations along the East and Gulf Coast, we request you, your administration act before a lockout or strike occurs to prevent damage to U.S. agriculture and to the economy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.